This week, Russian engineers and U.S. business leaders presented a model of the first vehicle designed for space tourism. You may recall American millionaire Dennis Tito. He prompted an outcry from NASA last year when he hitched a ride aboard a Russian spacecraft to the International Space Station. Even so, the Russians will take another paying customer to the space station this year. As NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports, Russia is moving forward with all kinds of commercial space ventures.
Towering barbed wire fences surround the Zhukovsky Air Force Base just outside Moscow. MiG fighter planes thunder overhead. This base is home to Russia's Myasachev Design Bureau. Blueprints for Soviet intercontinental bombers were developed here. Myasachev's latest invention is less menacing. The engineers here are unveiling the C-21 suborbital space taxi, the world's first spacecraft, especially for tourists. The C-21's the size of a minivan and looks like a miniature space shuttle. Guy Gardner's a former U.S. astronaut and vice president of Space Adventures, a U.S. firm working with the Russians. Gardner explains the C-21 uses principles employed by early shuttle flights.
It sits on the back of the Geophysica airplane, which will carry it up to very high altitudes, 40,000-foot range, and then it will drop it off the back, and then the rocket engine on the back of the C-21 will ignite, accelerate it to above 100 kilometers or above 62 miles.
100 kilometers is the unofficial point where space begins. The two C-21 passengers and their pilot will spend just 3 minutes at that altitude, enough to get a glimpse of the planet from space. Gardner admits it won't duplicate Dennis Tito's $20 million joyride to the International Space Station last year.
It's what we call suborbital flight, where you'll go up and you'll come right down. You'll probably be weightless for on the order of 3 minutes or so. It'll be a very similar profile to actually what the first two American astronauts' flights were back in 1961, Alan Shepard.
Those 3 minutes will cost you $100,000. Sergei Kostyenko represents the Russian side of the venture. He says it's clear who the C-21's first passengers will be.
Rich people first and people with spirit of adventures. Same type of people who likes climb to Everest, to people who like deep diving.
Space Adventures president Eric Anderson says 100 people have already paid to reserve places on the C-21. Despite the fact that its maiden voyage is still 3 years away.
This is the way space tourism is going to be available to far more people than $20 million flights to the space station. We know the potential market is huge.
James Oberg is a NASA veteran and expert on the Russian space program. Oberg says space tourism skeptics, like those in NASA who opposed Tito's visit, just want to monopolize space.
To have someone go up there who's not a steely-jawed, right-stuff pilot, crew-cut pilot, and come back fine and not panic, like Tito had a great flight, didn't open the hatch by accident. That does certainly twist the shorts of a lot of people who think that only government employees should have access to outer space.
Oberg says commerce has rescued Russia's space program.
They are funding and, in fact, improving and upgrading their space facilities because they are selling these services, satellite launchings, hardware, information, and tourism. Without this kind of commercial funding, there would be no Russian space program and no Russian space science.
And Oberg is convinced that within 2 decades, development of the space tourist industry will make budget space travel for the average Earthling a reality. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, at the Zhukovsky Air Force Base, outside Moscow.